by Stanley Ellis on the 7th of January 1952.
Well, I'll tell you how that happened. The parson at Pulbeck then, his name was Reverend Theo Wilson. And he come to Pulbeck in 84. Rector, just married. And I joined the Bellringers in 92. 59 years this month since I took over the situation as a regular ringer. Well, the time went on while I was a ringer, and this here parson's silver wedding come along in the meantime. And they wanted to celebrate a bit extra for the parishioners on one day in the week, but the actual day of silver wedding was on a Saturday. And they didn't appreciate that day for entertaining the village because it was an awkward day. But he says, I hope them the ringers will ring the bells, he says, on the Saturday to celebrate. They can do that. But he says, I shan't give them anything. Oh, now this was over here, be a person. Well, those ringers, we knew this silver one was on Saturday and were coming off. And actually, we'd arranged to ring. But when this come out, as he popped out and he shouldn't give us anything, he went on to say we was well enough paid well. Well, our pay was £1 a year. You follow me? £1 a year, that's what we was getting, £6 and 6 others. Well, we took it to heart, 3 others did. We did, Greg. If he'd no more sense and talk like that and say we was well enough paid, we went there ringing more or less for the love of the thing. The little bit of money as we got was acceptable with the passenger, you know, it was all right. But more or less we went for the love of the thing, change ringing and all that sort of thing. There's a lot belongs to ringing if you didn't know the end of it. So our captain in the band, he come round on the Saturday afternoon to us. And I says, well, when he come to me, I says, I'll be up there at the church at 6, but I says, I don't know what's going to happen. Well, he says,